We have some additional sources for you to equip you if you're doing a private sale. I taught a course at University of Missouri, St. Louis. I was an adjunct instructor. As a member of the board of directors of a company called the Center for Financial Education, we had a group of people that were financial instructors and, you know, estate attorneys, financial planners. I was the realtor in the team, and it was all financial programs. And for my part, it was teaching people how to do private sales. And again, people would say, why would a realtor teach private sales? Because enough people, once they saw what the program was, they just said, well, you handle the private sale for us, the safeguard program or whatever, or list the property. So the other sources are EXRelocation/FSBO. EXRelocation/FSBO. And there are that's pretty much the program I taught at the University of Missouri, St. Louis as an adjunct instructor. And to equip people to sell. Now, here's a probability about selling by owner. Even if all the numbers are really favorable, it's important that the by owner is almost in a cluster of homes that are for sale. I want you to imagine you throw your by owner sign out in the front yard, and then on that street, there's a property to your left and to your right, maybe across the street, that are for sale, that it's pulling people into your quadrant where they have to drive by your home. The probability of selling by owner is actually pretty high at that point. Great exposure. Now, when those other properties go under contract, it just shuts down. All of a sudden, it's kind of like, this is a real important thing. If you are in a strip plaza and there's an anchor tenant, a large grocery store, and that large grocery store pulls out of the strip plaza, what happens to all of the other those malls just die? And it's really the same thing, the same philosophy. When your property is clustered, ideally one's across the street close to that, one maybe to your left, to your right, you know, they could be within a quarter mile, but people got to be passing your property. Your exposure is really high, and the buyers sometimes are going to go, hey, let's go look at that property as well. They may not even tell the realtor that they're going to call you directly. And so there's a lot of tips like this to say, how do you know to stay the course? How do you pre-qualify buyers? How do you screen buyers? How do you screen realtors out? How to get second apartments with buyers? How to get offers going? There's a lot of psychology in the short-term transaction that you're doing. And my goal, my hope, is that EXRelocation/FSBO, which is our website, Excelsior Buyer Services and Relocation. You know, the longer you stay by owner, sometimes the better it is for us. If we have a match through our company, Excelsior Buyer Services and Relocation, the longer somebody stays out there as a private sale, the better our possibility of accomplishing our goal for our purchaser. So Excelsior is designed specifically, it's a buyer magnet. And so the buyer pool we're getting, we need more houses. And I mentioned to you earlier to go to standbynetwork.com. That will explain everything about how we support the off-market seller, which we call Standby Network. And our hope all the time is that your home qualifies for the Standby Network. All right. Thank you so much for listening. I hope these extra resources are helpful for you.